Thanks to redistricting, two veteran Democratic House incumbents from northern New Jersey with very similar liberal records are locked in an expensive primary battle. WNYC's Bob Henley has this reporter's notebook about the race that culminates this Tuesday when voters head to the polls.
Here in New Jersey's new 9th District, which includes portions of Bergen, Passaic, and Hudson counties, both Congressman Bill Pascrell and Steve Rothman are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on TV ads like these.
Who wants more tax cuts for the rich? Mitt Romney, Chris Christie, Newt Gingrich, and Bill Pascrell.
I'm Bill Pascrell, and I approve this message. But I don't approve Steve Rothman's attacks. No wonder Steve's attacks are rated false.
In their last broadcast debate, both liberal Democrats dropped big names while trying to link themselves to President Obama. Congressman Pascrell.
And that is why President Clinton has endorsed me, because he said that I would be the best help for President Obama to get through his agenda.
Meanwhile, Congressman Rothman reminded voters he was the only New Jersey House Democratic incumbent to back Senator Obama over Hillary Clinton in the 2008 primary.
President Obama's senior campaign advisor, David Axelrod, will be coming to New Jersey to support my campaign.
Both Pascrell and Rothman came to Congress in 1996. Their records are near identical. But since those most likely to vote hail from the core of the Democratic Party's most liberal base, the old friends are hammering each other over which one of them is the most progressive.
Who was the first to call for our troops to be withdrawn from Iraq? Who was the first to call for marriage equality?
Pascrell's main line of attack has been on Rothman's decision to not challenge conservative Republican incumbent Scott Garrett, whose new district included Rothman's home in Fairlawn. Instead, Rothman moved back to Englewood, where he'd served as mayor, and took on fellow Democrat Pascrell. On a workday here in Patterson, most people I spoke with didn't have any idea there is an election next week, much less who is running. Patterson's in the midst of a depression, with the latest statistics indicating that some 53% of the households here live in poverty. Around noon, outside Eva's Village, which hosts a soup kitchen, hundreds of people get a free lunch. Marie Rieger is the executive director of Eva's Village. She says the daily count at the soup kitchen has spiked from 240 to more than 400.
We truly have a combination. We do have the homeless. We do have many people just down on their luck temporarily. And we have the working poor who come to us just to have that meal each day so that way they don't have to worry about feeding themselves dinner at night.
Over in the section of Patterson closest to the Passaic River that was hit hardest by the post-Irene flooding, neighborhood resident and building contractor Maurice Horner loads his truck with lighting fixtures. He says the goodwill that existed when President Obama personally visited here after Irene has long worn off.
It's getting worse. Look, you got about 9 houses here boarded up because they done foreclosed on 7 houses right here. It was a nice neighborhood until this water came. Everybody got along and everything.
But the 9th District is filled with striking contrasts. Palisades Avenue in Englewood has trendy restaurants and art galleries, along with new construction that has upgraded the streetscape. Art gallery owner Laura Borgie says the wealthy are doing well. And even though she benefits, making the rent is still a struggle for shop owners in Englewood.
The economy is not coming back, but the art market is skyrocketing. Sotheby's just sold the Edward Munch for $119 million.
So here in the new 9th, there appears to be plenty of discontent and anxiety. But political analysts say that with no presidential contest at the top of the primary ballot, it's likely the Rothman-Pascrell election will draw just an anemic 20% turnout. But with the overwhelming Democratic makeup of the 9th, the 1 in 5 voters who do bother to vote will most likely have picked the district's next congressman. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.